Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended with this question, do you want to know the way? Well, if that is you, Jesus told Thomas, I am the way. So in short, there is no way to experience God or live in His purpose except that we live in and out of His Son, Jesus Christ. The one and only way. But unfortunately, today we see most church members have no frame of reference for what that really means. They still think that there is this religious way to go, a way of service in the church to to our fellow brothers and sisters, feeding and clothing people and giving and stepping and fetching for people just because that you are a Christian. I knew a man in the local area who always needed help. I was introduced to him by another man who always needed help, but he was a hard worker and he did not want things just to be handed to him. Well, the lazy man, he knew my heart. He did. Now, I do not mind helping someone in need, so he would always call me when he needed something. So I could go on and on and just talk about, but as I was giving him a ride to a little town about 25 minutes from Sneed's Ferry, he told me that I had to help him because I'm a Christian. I almost slammed on my brakes and almost let him out of the truck, but I let him know that I do things for him out of the respect for the other fellow that is a hard worker, and because I want to, not because I have to. He never understood that point, so that was the last time that he rode in our truck and the last time I wanted to help him. God does not want us to be a doormat. Yes, help people if we can, but not because we have to. Oh no, to be right with God. Doing the have to is a religious way of thinking that God is pleased with the doing, but not so, my friend. And it is not a matter of doing things in a certain way. I was talking to a lady a few days ago, and she was telling me that to get to the Lord, she has to read at least three devotionals, then listen to a bunch of music until she gets lost in the Spirit, and then she goes over her prayer journal. But you know what? She never read anything. She never talked about reading her Bible. Wow. Now some of these things are good to do, but there must never be a ritual or a routine or a format to get to God. Oh no. It is a matter of being in a relationship with the one who said that he is the way. There's a relationship, yes, of faith, but also of knowing him through experiences. We come to know Christ, and then all else that we need for living will emerge into our knowledge and our experience. Let me say that again. We come to know Christ, and then all else that we need for living will emerge into our knowledge and our experience. Did you get that, my friend? Know Christ, and all we need for our daily living will emerge. Wow. Jesus is the way. And all of what we need will flow as the way we are to go. Now, I don't know about you, my friend, but that was worth tuning in for today. And He is the only way for all that we need to flow to us. Wow, that's right. For the last 2,000 plus years, religious people have tried to, walk with God and worship God in their way. Oh, yeah. How these religious people have tortured and killed and abused and robbed the masses. We always seem to now take and fashion a way that suits the way that we expect God to take us, and then we expect God to bless us. But yeah, just look at the Catholic Church and the Spanish Inquisition and the Crusades, and today the Islamic Holy Wars and the wars in Ireland between the Christians and the Catholics and the Protestants. Well, there's nothing new under the sun. But today our flesh, though, has learned how to be less aggressive, and oh, how so subtle. Again, we fashion a way to live and go through life that suits us, and we expect God then to bless us. I can always tell, you know, where someone is in God by how they pray. Most Christians, you know, like to tell God how to do things, almost like little gods. That's right. God, do this, and do it this way, and do it this way, because if you do this way, then you really love me, and not because it is good, you know, for our godly, you know, strength and development. Oh no, and for God's will. You know, these are the carnal Christians who have not gone very far in God, yet comprise about 80% of the church, and that's in quotations, church. Then there is the other 20%, who I call believers, who have learned God does know all things. God really does know what is best for our life. These folks, they pray not for things or for selfish matters, but they pray for the will of God to be done on earth as it is done in heaven. They are more concerned about what God wants than what they want. Let me say that again. They are more concerned about what God wants than what they want. You know, Jesus said that he has a way, a truth, and a life to give us. Oh, yes. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. In other words, the way is not a religious pattern. Oh, no. It is not a list of principles to follow. The way is a person, and knowing and experiencing and living for him. Wow. Which one of the two prayer patterns, you know, prayer warriors are you, my friend? Have you taken a certain way, maybe what appeared to be a good pattern, only to find it ends in disaster? Solomon, who should have known because he did not end well, tells us in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right, but unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We need to realize that even a comparative good way as opposed to a bad way may nevertheless not be the way that God has for us to go. God has one way, life in Christ. Let me say that again. God has one way, life in Christ. And there is no other way that we can live to be saved and come to the completion and purpose that God and fulfillment as a creature made in the likeness of God. That's right. If not in God's way, we are in our own way. We are all like sheep. We have gone our way, as Isaiah says. Not our life lived in God's way, but our life lived out in our way. That is what most Christians today are in. Life lived in their way. John writes in John 1:4, in him, that is Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. Christ is to be our light in our life. He is the way of God for all of us to go. Amen. Next week, I would like to start a new huge series on the heavenly versus the earthly. The heavenly versus the earthly. You know, there is an earthly and there is a spiritual realm, and we exist in both. Let me say that again. There is an earthly and there is a spiritual realm, and we exist in both. What we do in the earthly will be gathered to us in the heavenly. Let me say that again. What we do in the earthly will be gathered to us in the heavenly. Tune in next week and learn more about the earthly and the heavenly. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a a fantastic week, and God is working in your life, and the teachings are helping you, and you know, you're not in that religious way of doing things. You're not, you know, just going to church, but God is really working in your life. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.